I slipped out of the opening doorstep and hurt her knee, and we had to sell her. She wasn't able to time to get out and tend to it, so we had to sell her, because you take a good milk cow, you've got to look after them. If you don't look after them, you haven't done anything. Yeah. So there was a fellow we'd sold, we'd raised a heifer from this same cow, and this fellow we had Waco. He was an insurance man for the concern, the Farm Bureau or somewhere. And he was down there, and we would go out with milk. And he told us that if you have to take a note in the cell, either one of these cows that I'd like to have, that the heifer that we sold him, she was half Holstein and half Jersey. The mother was a full Jersey, and the daddy was a full Holstein. And so she didn't know that there was so much milk and nobody but me and her. And so she decided that she'd sell this half Holstein, you see. And she called him, and he come got her, and he told her then, said, if you ever take a note to sell this other cow, we call her Goldie. He said, if you ever take a note to sell Goldie, he said, let me know. And so I won't buy her. And so whenever she fell in her knee, but she just called him, he comes and got her.
If you...
Kind of a history of that cow. I was leaving out there before my wife got hurt. I was able to take time to tell you about that. I was leaving out of the field out there one day, and put her in there and let her graze in the field, you know, and put her in the stall at night. Come a fella along one morning, and I was either just taking her out of the field or was putting her in there to get where she was. He said, you want to sell that old cow? I said, no, I don't want to sell. Would you sell her? I said, yeah, I would, but I don't care. I'm not caring about selling. How much you want for it? I said, $300. He said, you'll never get that. I said, well, I told you I didn't care whether I sold or not. I said, if I sell her, I'll get that, or I won't sell her. I said, I don't care if I sell it. And whenever my wife hurt her knee, she called that man, and he came, and he gave her $300 for it. He didn't exchange word, because he knew what the cow were, you know, the man that was talking to me that way. He just didn't know what the cow were. He knew it was a cow, and that's about all. He didn't know the difference in them, but it made a lot of difference in the cow.
Yeah, sure.
It made a lot of difference in the cow.
If too many people are spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that's made on the floor?
We call it the pallet.
Pallet?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is a pallet like?
You can take a mattress and put it down, or either you can take several blankets and spread them down and let them sleep on that. But either one of them, you can call it a pallet down in the floor.
What do you call the low ground of a river valley?
Well, we call that the lowest places, we call them lagoons, you know. And a lot of people call them river bottoms, but it's lagoons where there had been water at time, you know. Water wasn't there all the time. We just call it lagoon.
And that's what it is if there's no water there at all, but it's just low ground. What are some different kinds of roads, depending upon what they're made of, like around here?
Well, we have what they call a clay road, and then we have these paved roads, which is paved out of rock and sand and stuff like that. But a lot of them go to these places where they're pretty clean, you know, dig clay and mix it in a little bit with the sand, makes a pretty fair road.